The banker to the poor, Mohammed Yunus, will lead Bangladesh's interim government and is expected to have 15 members on his advisory council. His appointment was a key demand put forth by student protesters who say they don't want any role for the military in the next government. While protests in Bangladesh have stopped after Hasina's ouster, we're still seeing large political gatherings. The power vacuum has also led to lawlessness, leaving the country on edge. Reports of looting, arson, and attacks on people and buildings linked to Hasina's party continue to emerge from the country. Yunus, who's returning from Europe, has urged Bangladeshis to refrain from violence, saying that's the only way to make the best use of the people's victory. The opposition is also demanding that elections should be held within the next 3 months and power should be handed over to elected representatives. Neha Punia, New Delhi.